What convenience are you willing to give up for the sake of the environment? Are you getting rid of plastic bags?
Nope.
Are you getting rid of paper bags? You're going to get your own totes that you carry around?
Nope.
Are you stop using K-cups?
Nope.
Back to the big old 12 pot of coffee that you got to wait 25 minutes to brew?
No, I'm not doing any of those things.
And now, thanks to the One Less Straw movement, are you giving up plastic straws?
No.
Willing to do that?
And how do you get around that situation as, you know, and you probably, I guess you might use straws a little bit more than you probably think you do, like especially if you stop by and get like a, you know, you go and get a beverage at a gas station every day, or you go to a coffee shop and stuff. So you probably use them more than you think you do. Like, what are you going to do? Carry your own like sippy cup around with you everywhere?
You listen, you can take the poll up on our Twitter. Follow us at PetchNamie or 424-1234. Be part of the show.
Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
It's Curtis. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Curtis. What's going on, sir?
Not a whole lot. Listen, I was just listening to the conversation about the plastic bags and the paper bag thing. Because I'm 58 years old, so because when I was going to the grocery store, my mom, it was always paper. But I think the reason, I heard one of the reasons they stopped using paper bags was because of the trees and all. You know what I mean? Because, you know, take so many trees to cut down, you know, to make all these paper bags with them. And I think that's one of the reasons they went to plastic over the years.
Trees you can plant more.
And well,
what do you do with all this extra?
I mean, yeah, but like I said, I think that was the big reason. I mean, I don't know who decided that, but I mean, that's what I always heard anyway.
Yeah, it's probably a big reason back then because there wasn't the level of recycling like there is now. So
yeah.
I'm guessing now with the volume of recycling, it wouldn't be such a bad thing.
No, absolutely not. Of course, now my wife, she carries her own bag to the grocery store.
She does?
Oh, she's one of those.
Good for her. No, does she go with coupons, too?
Oh, absolutely.
See, I need to get on that level.
Which does, it's probably, she saves us $20 a week. So, I mean,
good
yeah,
Lord.
You can't beat it.
That's beer money.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Where are you calling from?
Milford.
Thank you for checking in. Have a good one, man.
You too. Take care, guys.
Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, that's it. Diane. How are you?
Good. Diane, what's going on?
To clean your plastic straw that has no need to throw it away. Pipe cleaners.
Oh. See, I always use them for something else.
I discovered them for my plastic water bottle. It works great.
Okay.
And the gentleman before called about using paper bags now for groceries. I actually got paper at a grocery store not too long ago, and they're literally half as thick as they used to be. They ripped, like, right away.
That's true. And they used to, places like Whole Foods, you get nice ones, and they have handles on them as well.
Right. Because the ones just at, like, Redner's and stuff, they were so thin.
Yeah.
They ripped the second I picked it up. It was horrible.
Where are you calling from?
I'm actually on Route 1 on my way to Rehoboth to watch the sunrise.
Would you, very nice, enjoy. Would you inconvenience yourself, or would you rather just have the convenience of plastic bags and plastic straws?
K-cups.
I like the plastic bags because I use them for kitty litter. But, I don't know. I'd rather go back to the old paper bags that we used to have.
That were thicker.
Put covers out of them and draw on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the nice ones.
Well, thank you for checking in. Have a good one.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right. You can take the poll up on our Twitter. What convenience are you willing to give up for the sake of our environment? Follow us on Twitter at Patch and Amie.